Welcome to the Real Vintage Podcast with your host, Stephen Cox.
Hey, everybody. Man, it has been some time since we have met on the podcast. We've missed you guys. We really have. We've been about, about 3 or 4 months. Life got a little busy. Might have been a little longer than that, I think, since the first year. But we had so much go on, both myself and our producer, Ken Everson. We just, life kind of came at us a little bit, and there were some other things that took some priority. And then, at the first of the year, when you got all the transitioning into a new year, especially during a pandemic, you still got things there. So we just decided to put the podcast on hold for just a little bit. And I was chomping at the bit the last few weeks to get this thing back on the air. I appreciate the messages. Recently, we've had several of you message here about, hey, when's the podcast coming on, and what's going on? And then, we got some through the actual podcast site, and we just appreciate those of you that were kind of eager for it to come on. And so here we are, and we're excited to be with you. I hope that you can kind of share this on your social media, on your whatever platform you're on. Just maybe give us a little feedback, and that would be a huge blessing to us here at the Real Vintage Podcast. This Saturday is marking my fifth year as the senior pastor here at Bible Baptist Church this Saturday, May the 8th. And, I was thinking about, just all the victories and all the things about the last 5 years. And, man, what a journey it has been. The church has just been wonderful through it all. I wish I had time on the podcast just to brag about just the people, the different people that's been in my life the last 5 years, and what God has done even in the last year in our church, and want to give Him glory. I wanted to take the next couple podcasts and just encourage pastors, encourage Christians, people, ministry leaders, young preachers, young ministerial students, people that are eager to serve the Lord. I want to encourage you through this podcast. I feel like these next two or three podcasts that we do, I'm going to have my wife join me in a few weeks, kind of give her side of things. But I marked this is kind of a monumental thing in my life, because when I first took this church, I started looking. I'm kind of a visionary kind of guy. I was looking down the road, not really so much on what I got at the moment, which was a wonderful opportunity, had a good group of people. I'd say that first Sunday, if I remember right, there was about 87 that voted that morning, 80, 87, something like that. So it wasn't a large group. It wasn't a large church. It wasn't, something that if you would have announced that people would have been running to, hey, there's an opportunity. It was something that the Lord had placed in my life and placed in my heart that I just knew I left a good place. I actually left a great place, and kind of stepped out 5 years ago by faith and came to the Bible Baptist Church. And in those 5 years, there's some things that I have learned. I feel like I've went back to school, and I wanted to share those things with you on this podcast, and maybe you can relate. If you can't, and maybe you haven't got there yet, I talked to a guy today. He's pastored the same church 8 years. He's already went through a building program. God's blessing his church. And, some of you have pastored much longer than 5 years. Now, this is my 19th year of pastoral leadership, 5 years of a senior pastor. So it's not my first, I'm not a rookie, but I do look at this as a senior pastor. It's a different thing. And I've learned some things. The very first thing that I've learned, I've wrote some of these things down, and I'm going to go at a pace, and I hope you can stay with me. The first thing I've learned is, and hopefully you've learned this by now, is that Christ builds His church. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the bride of Christ, and He builds His church. Now, all the programs, the ideas, the gadgets, the gizmos, They're nice, and God can use those things. Like He uses a podcast, and He'll use a program occasionally, and He'll use an idea. And I'm all about those things. Hey, I'm willing to try things within the bounds of moral and the Bibles. I'm willing to do that. But God gives the increase. He does. And I believe that we have learned here in our growth through these 5 years that God adds to the church. Christ builds the church. It's His church. Sometimes, pastors, we get frustrated when we don't see the increase that we think that we should see. But I want to say that He builds the church, and in His time and His way. And some have tried to, since I've been here, they've tried to give me credit. And I don't want any credit for this. I want to give God the glory, truly give God the glory for what He's done at the Bible Baptist Church. So we understand Christ builds His church. The second thing I think I've learned is I have finally earned our people's trust. I always heard that it took years to develop that. At least 5 years is what I've always read. And here I am in my fifth year this Saturday, May the 8th. I'll be the pastor for 5 years. And honestly, I know we've been through a lot, probably more than the first 5 years that some have. We've been through church fires. We've been through different things. That will bond you pretty quick. But I do feel like that I do have the people's trust. And I love them, and I trust them, and they trust me. And that just takes time. Sometimes guys want to rush right in and make some major changes, and they don't have the people's trust, and that can come and backfire and can be a mess. The third thing that I've learned in these 5 years is that your circumstances can change in a flash. I'm talking about quick. Be bendable. Be flexible. Our folks have always been flexible. What I mean by that is, circumstances can change. Like when I mentioned the church fire, but I was out of town with our teens and got a phone call that morning that our church was burning, and I drove from Tennessee back to South Carolina, and I didn't know what was going to be left of our church. And of course, it was a terrible year putting things back together. But my circumstance changed. We had just renovated the auditorium, and now we can't use it. We lost our offices. I lost my things. I lost every Bible I owned. Had to go out and purchase a Bible just to preach. I mean, it was truly a terrible time. And, your circumstances can change with one phone call, one wake-up, one alarm, one anything. It can change literally overnight. Be bendable. Our folks had to go into the fellowship hall, which we are at right now, and convert that into a sanctuary. And that's where we've been. We've been in a fellowship hall for the last 3 years. And to God be the glory, it's worked out. It's worked out fine. But be bendable. Here, the fourth thing I've learned is growth is exciting, but growth is not always from God. Sometimes the growth that you experience I've learned this, that not everybody that comes to your church, God sent. We understand that sometimes the enemy can send some, and to maybe sow some discord, maybe sow some things that he's wanting to destroy. So he'll send some people in to infiltrate the church. And if you're not careful, that can be deceiving. Growth is exciting. Don't get me wrong. I love to grow. I'd certainly rather grow than go backwards. But I will say this, that it's not always from God. Just because you see a church growing doesn't mean that God is in it. I know that sounds totally different than what we always think and maybe even been taught, but I do know that the difference there is true. Then the fifth thing that I've learned is not everyone is going to approve of you. Not everybody's going to like you. So we must seek the approval of God. We must seek the approval of God. You're going to have people that's not going to like you. I'm talking about within the church. When you transition is a beast already, and there's going to be people that's not going to approve of this new guy, the the moment you take a picture down in the hallway, the moment you paint a room, or the moment that you change something, they're not going to approve of you. Or maybe it's the message that you preach. You're going to have problems. Could be another preacher in town. It could be a pastor somewhere that's a little, maybe a little jealous, and or maybe he's a little envious, or maybe he just doesn't like the way you do something. Not everyone is going to approve of you, and that's okay. That's fine. Seek the Lord and His approval, because at the end of the day, that's all that truly matters, is the approval of God. How about this? Number six, hurts and trials will come. They will come. There'll be trials that'll come. Hurts will come. People will hurt you. And my wife and I were talking about this the other night. We've had families that started with us, maybe not in the very beginning, but come to us in those early days. And they're not with us anymore. Good people. Good people. But it hurts. It hurts. And sometimes they leave and never say one thing. That's sometimes very hurtful. Sometimes they leave and they may say things, but it's not pleasant. That's hurtful. And then also personal trials, they're going to come. They're going to come to you. They're going to come to your family. Since I've been pastor, my wife has miscarried twice, and that's not a pleasant thing to go through. Now, we're thankful for the grace of God, and we have three healthy children, but we got two, the way I see it, two in heaven, and I believe they're there. And though we never met them on this world, we'll meet them on the other side. And those trials for both me and my wife do hurt. We don't make that public all the time, but it is something that's very real. Trials come to a church. Trials come to people. We've been through much in these 5 years, and it's going to happen. Pastors, it's going to happen. Hurts and trials are going to come. Number seven, this is a good one. Cancel out the noise and listen for that still small voice. Cancel out the noise. What I mean by that is there's a lot of noise when you're a pastor. There's noise from all sides. And if you're not careful, you will not you'll listen to the noise, and you'll not hear that still small voice. That's the voice of God. I want to hear God's voice. I need His leading in my life. I need to hear His voice speaking to me through the Word of God, through prayer. And then sometimes God uses people to speak to us. He's using a message to speak to us. And it's so noisy in this world right now, so noisy with all the things that's going on. Let's cancel out the noise and listen for that still small voice. Let me ask you on this podcast, I don't know who's listening. I never do unless you respond. But sometimes we are so concerned about what everyone else is saying and doing that we just miss God. And I want to challenge you to not miss God, His still small voice. Very seldom is God ever going to scream or make something so loud. Typically, it's that still small voice. Number eight, I listened. This is something I've learned in these 5 years, is preach through books of the Bible. Oh, I love this. This is something that when I became a senior pastor, I got to do. That's right from the very beginning. Preaching through books of the Bible. I could not imagine. I could not imagine picking a topic every week to preach multiple times. Now I'm preaching three services on Sunday, and then I teach a little Bible group on Wednesday night. I can't imagine getting things prepared for a topical message. Not saying that God does not bless topical messages. I know He does. It's the Word of God, but the stress and strain on the preacher to try to find a topic to preach on, and often here's the backwards way to do it, is they usually find the topic and then find the verse that goes with the topic. I don't like that. Matter of fact, that is man-centered, I believe. I believe when we go to Scripture and we start preaching through books of the Bible, and faithfully one day our goal is to preach through the entire Bible, well, that means we're preaching the whole counsel of God, and we're preaching over things on the easy subjects, and we're preaching on the hard subjects. But we're preaching Jesus, and I feel like that's a very important thing. Preach through books of the Bible. That helped me, and after 5 years, our folks have developed a hunger and thirst for God's Word. How about number nine? Keep your marriage healthy. Keep your marriage healthy. Man, that should really, I mean, these are not in a necessary list, so I'm not putting priority over each one as far as which is, but this one here is number one. Keep your marriage healthy. You know this, that if you lose your wife, you lose your ministry. I mean, that is your wife, that's your ministry, that's your family. Keep your marriage healthy. Love your wife. Spend time with your wife. Make sure that you are investing in your marriage and that she is. Let me just say this. I could not do what I do today, not even a portion of what I do, not even an inkling of what I do without my wife's help. She is my helpmate, truly. And I thank the Lord for her, and she completes me. And helps me, and just supports everything that we do, and our church loves her. So I could not do it. I just could not do it. I have to invest in my marriage. And if my wife raises her hand and says, I need time out, I need help, I need to rest, we need to pay attention to that and minister to her. And also, number 10, minister to your family. Not, you know, your entire family. I'm talking about children. If you have children, minister to your children. Make sure that they're spiritually healthy. Make sure that you're not neglecting your children. There's some videos going around today. You see them on different sermon clips and different things there of different preachers saying things about sacrificing your children for ministry. And I seen one particular where a man got up and literally basically said, you know, you're going to either have to choose the ministry of your children. And I thought, that's not scriptural at all. That's terrible. I mean, even going back to Genesis, that's so unbiblical, it's not even funny. And yet people will amen that. And often these young preachers will say, hey, you know what, y'all just going to have to, you're going to have to suck it up. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to set the world on fire. And they lose their family. And that is not good at all. I think you ought to reach your family for God. And if your children are in church and saved and loves Jesus when they're adults, it speaks highly of what you did when they were children. And your marriage is still together. My hat's off to you. Number 11, I've only got a couple more, and then I'm going to turn this over to another podcast. And so it'll be a part two. Just going to give you a couple more of these first 5 years, some things that I've learned and developed in my personal, some observations, I guess. Number 11 is have an exercise regimen. As a man, Ken's flexing for me, but as a man, I've always loved and enjoyed running, just a more of a cardio run, a 4 or 5 mile run. I'm 41 years old, so some may call it now a jog, but I actually do run. I like to sweat. I like to get my heart rate up. I like to run. I watch somewhat what I eat. I watch it go in my mouth, but anyway, I do watch and. But, you know, just watch your health. Watch your health. You know, you can only pastor as long as your health will allow, if you think about it. I mean, I know some men that have very poor health, and they wish that they might have taken care of themselves a little bit in this earlier in their ministry, and they may could have had a little longer. And not always guaranteed, but I tell you, it's not going to hurt anything. It'll make your mind clear. There is such a thing as brain fog. There is such a thing as depression. We'll talk about that a little bit later. There is such a thing as just feeling better about your health, and have an exercise regimen. It helps me when I run. It helps me kind of release a little bit, just release. And that'd be a blessing there to you, I believe, as well. How about number 12 is have a hobby or two, something you enjoy doing. Something that you can, I love to hunt. I love to just be outdoors. And some guys love golf. Some guys love, getting on a bike. Some guys love riding a motorcycle. I've got several hobbies. I do enjoy the outdoors. I love to hunt. I like to spend time at a fishing pond. I like to get on the lake and fish a little bit. I like to go to a trout stream. And I love being with my buddies and doing that. I love hunting together. Love hunting with my son and fishing with my son. My son loves to fish. I love to ride in a Jeep. I like to take the top off and the doors off and just ride through the mountains or go to the beach. There's nothing wrong with that. And just getting away, I guess, a little bit and living life and enjoying your family and having a hobby that you're not always. There's a few guys that every time I get around them, and they're wonderful guys, but, you know, you'll get around them and it's always ministry. And if you're not careful and you have no release or anything like that, and it's just always work, and it becomes something to you where I believe it could create even a spiritual burnout to some extent. And have a hobby, have something that you can do. Lastly, for this episode, have some spiritual advisors or counselors. What I mean by that is just get some help. You know, sometimes you get into a place, you feel like, man, I'm going into a dark place. Maybe things have been discouraged. Maybe things have been just not good. You're in a season. And I feel like if you have some spiritual advisor, someone that you can either go see, someone you can pick up the phone and call, someone that you can just pour your heart out to them, maybe even a counselor, someone that you can go and visit on a regular basis. There's nothing wrong with that. Have someone that you can talk to. And these 5 years, I've had to get help. There's been times where I've been, especially after the fire, it seemed like for about 3 or 4 months, I went through a fog in my mind. I got depressed some. I wasn't answering phone calls. I wasn't preaching very clear. I was struggling. And there was a few friends that helped me out of that, prayed me out of that, and what a blessing they have been. And I promise you, if you haven't used them or have advisors or spiritual counselors, you're going to need them. You're going to need them. I know we've got God's Word. I know we have His Spirit. I know we have the power of prayer. But I'll be honest, all of us are going to go through a season, and we're going to need some help. And don't be afraid to say, I need help. I hope these things in our podcast, we're going to continue this in the next episode. But I hope you'll tune in, and I hope this has been a blessing to you today on the Real Vintage Podcast. Again, tune in next time. Share it on your Facebook, on your Twitter. Give us a comment. We love you guys. God bless.